WKJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
I'm so tired of trying to keep track of all my bills and making sure they get paid on time.
Well, Carla, have you thought about online bill pay from Nishna Valley Credit Union?
Oh, well, I'm not too good with computers.
That's okay. It's very user-friendly. You can set up free auto bill pay so you don't have to worry about paying your bills on time. You can even transfer from one account to another and so much more. And the best part is it's so easy and free.
Well, I'll have to check that out. What's the website?
It's NishnaValley.com.
Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Well, in high school basketball locally last night, a game heard here on KJAN. In boys hoops, it was Atlantic defeating Tri-Center 83-38 as the Trojans were red hot from the floor as they jumped out to a 53-21 halftime advantage and then coasted to that victory last night. All five starters for Atlantic ended up in double figures, led by Chad Christensen, who had 21. Also 13 for Sam Markham, a dozen points each for Dalton Franken and Harrison Hoig, while Stuart Hoig added 11 in that win last night for the Trojans. Britton Barrier had a 20-point night for Tri-Center in that contest as Atlantic improves to 9-1 with that victory. Also last night in boys' hoops, it was AHST beating Heartland Christian 67-39. Harlan over St. Albert by a final of 62-38. Lawton Bronson beat Logan Magnolia 73-28. Lennox over Orient Maxburg 77-39. Villisca beat Corning 81-29. Clarinda Academy downing Shenandoah 56-51. In girls' hoops last night, the other part of our broadcast doubleheader saw Tri-Center build a big early lead and then hold off an Atlantic comeback in the second half in a 38-29 victory over Atlantic. Tri-Center jumped out to a 25-11 halftime advantage, only to see Atlantic trim that lead down to 4 at 29-25 at the end of three quarters. But Tri-Center able to hold Atlantic to just 4 points in the fourth quarter as they made enough free throws to win the basketball game, 38-29 again the final. Emily Botts had 14 to lead the way for Tri-Center, 10 points for Shelby Worth to lead the way for the Trojans in that contest. Also in girls' hoops last night, Heartland Christian beating AHST 56-26, Lawton Bronson over Logan Magnolia 93-17, Lennox beat Orient Maxburg 55-48, Shenandoah over Clarinda Academy 67-34, and Villisca beat Corning 57-43. We have boys high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN. Chris and I will be in Creston tonight as the Panthers play host to Atlantic in a Hawkeye 10 conference showdown. Those two teams both very highly thought of, as we'll tell you here in just a moment, as they get ready to battle tonight. 7:30 is the scheduled start time. We'll be on the air about then tonight with our broadcast, Atlantic at Creston, live tonight here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, on the web at KJAN.com, and on your phone if you've downloaded the KJAN app to your smartphone. Make sure you do that soon. You can take us anywhere in the world. This week's Associated Press Boys High School Basketball poll shows Iowa City West number one again in Class 4A. In 3A, Vinton Shelsburg is on top. Creston has moved up a spot to number two this week. Atlantic's opponent tonight, number two rated in 3A. The Trojans check in at number eight in this week's poll. Atlantic is up two spots in this week's Class 3A AP Top 10. In Class 2A this week, Nottoway Valley remains the number one rated team, with IKM Manning staying put at number four. Also in Class 1A, Danville remains top rated. Riverside stays put at number four in this week's list, while Ankeny Christian Academy out of the Rolling Hills Conference debuts at number 10 in this week's Small School Top 10 poll. Well, fifth-ranked Indiana had little trouble winning its first Big Ten road game of the season. Christian Watford led a balanced attack, and the Hoosiers jumped out to a 19-point lead in the first half in a 74-51 rout at Penn State. Watford scored a team-high 16 points. Cody Zeller finished with 15, and Jordan Halls added 14 as Indiana improves to 14-1. Also, number 21 Cincinnati dropped its second straight, falling to a ranked team. Jerrion Grant scored 19 points, and 17th-ranked Notre Dame shot 50% from the field in a 66-60 win over the Bearcats in Cincinnati. Undefeated Duke and Michigan hold the top two spots in the Associated Press College Basketball poll for the fourth straight week. Duke received 62 first-place votes yesterday from the 65-member national media panel. Michigan got the other three. Louisville overtook unbeaten Arizona to be ranked third. Completing the top ten are Indiana, Kansas, Syracuse, Minnesota, Gonzaga, and Missouri. Number 23, Wichita State. And number 24, UNLV, are back in the rankings. Oklahoma State and Pittsburgh dropped out from last week. Wyoming, the other undefeated Division I school, remains unranked. Creighton moves up to number 13 in this week's poll. Iowa State basketball coach Fred Hoiberg says his team is looking forward to restarting its season. The Cyclones are 10-3, and they've played only one game in the last 3 weeks.
It's hard. It's hard on the guys. It's something for us. You know, you like some practice time to get ready, but, you know, this is over the top a little bit. So, you know, it is what it is. We've tried to simulate game situations as much as possible. And, you know, I'm confident our guys are going to go out and play hard at the start of conference play.
Hoiberg says it was a quirk in the schedule that left them with such a lengthy layoff.
I would have liked to play a little bit more. We didn't find out until late that we were going to have a first-round conference bye. So it would have been nice to schedule another game in there. The concern when you have that big a layoff is that you're going to come out and play and have a little bit of rust.
Oh, the Cyclones open up Big 12 race at Kansas on Wednesday night. Hoiberg says they've been trying to provide as many game-like situations as they can in the meantime. Well, the Drake Bulldogs will try to regain their shooting touch when they visit nationally ranked Creighton tonight in Missouri Valley Conference play. Drake is off to an 0-3 start in the league race, and they face a Creighton team that is 3-0 in the Valley and 14-1 overall.
One of the things they do, is they maximize their talent with tremendous basketball IQ. And so it's going to be a heck of a challenge. At the same time, it'll be a great opportunity for our team. As we're working through some things, to get back to playing basketball the way we feel like we can.
That's Drake coach Mark Phelps, who says the Bulldogs have struggled since the start of conference play. After spending much of the season as one of the nation's top three-point shooting teams, the Bulldogs are only connecting on 25% from behind the arc in conference. A Creighton coach, Greg McDermott, says he hopes the Bulldogs don't find the range for their game tonight.
It was only about 10 days ago or 2 weeks ago that Drake was one of the top five three-point shooting teams in the country. And as well as we've shot it from the three-point line all season, Drake was shooting it better at that point. And they've just had a stretch in the three conference games where, you know, a lot of shots that they were making early in the year did not find the bottom of the net for them.
McDermott says it's only a matter of time until the Bulldogs break out of that slump. In the NBA last night, Washington beat Oklahoma City 101-99, Boston over New York 102-96, Chicago beat Cleveland 118-92, New Orleans over San Antonio 95-88, Utah topping Dallas 100-94, Memphis beat Sacramento 113-81, and Portland an overtime 125-119 winner over Orlando. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, college football's national champions still reside in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The Crimson Tide breeze to their second straight BCS championship and third in four seasons with a 42-14 win over Notre Dame last night. A.J. McCarron and Eddie Lacy highlighted an Alabama offense that scored touchdowns on its first three drives and led 35-0 before the Irish reached the end zone. McCarron completed 20 of his 28 passes for 264 yards and four touchdowns, two to Amari Cooper. Lacy rushed for a 20-yard touchdown less than 3 minutes into the game and finished with 140 yards on 20 carries. Lacy also caught a scoring strike that put the Tide ahead 28-0 just before halftime. Alabama finished with 529 total yards, including 265 on the ground. T.J. Yeldon padded the Tide's ground attack with 108 yards and a touchdown on 21 carries. Notre Dame was shut out until Everett Golson rushed for a 2-yard touchdown late in the third quarter. Golson also threw a short scoring pass to Theo Riddick and was 21 of 36 for 270 yards and one interception. Alabama finishes 13-1 after becoming the third team to win three national titles in four seasons since polls started being used to crown champions in 1936 and the first since Nebraska from 1994 to 97. It's the fourth championship for Nick Saban, two behind all-time record holder Paul Bear Bryant of Alabama. The Irish had allowed just two rushing touchdowns heading into the game. The Tide matched that by the 4-second mark of the second quarter, and they controlled the ball for 38 minutes to turn the well-hyped matchup into a lopsided game. Well, Alabama is number one at being number one. The Crimson Tide was voted national champs by the Associated Press for the ninth time, and that's more than any other program in college football. Notre Dame, who is number one coming into the BCS Championship, finishes number four in the AP poll. The Tide entered the title game with as many AP titles as the Fighting Irish and emphatically broke the tie for first. It's Alabama's second straight title and third in 4 years. The only other team to win three AP titles in four seasons was Notre Dame from 1946 to 49. Oregon finished second, and undefeated Ohio State, banned from the postseason because of NCAA sanctions, was third. Georgia and Texas A&M tied for fifth. Stanford, South Carolina, Florida, and Florida State round out the final top 10. Well, Nevada athletic officials reached an agreement with Texas A&M assistant Brian Polian to become the Wolfpack's next head football coach. School officials say the five-year deal that will pay him $475,000 in annual base pay plus incentives if it is formally approved this week by the State Board of Regents. The 38-year-old Polian was the Aggies' tight ends coach and special teams coordinator. He's also coached at Stanford, Notre Dame, Central Florida, and Buffalo. In the NFL, Andy Reid has been introduced as the new head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs just a week after he was fired following 14 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. Reid was joined by Chiefs chairman Clark Hunt and several other team officials at a packed news conference at Arrowhead Stadium. Reid takes over for Romeo Crennel, who joined Reid and five other NFL coaches in losing their jobs last Monday. Reid took the Eagles to the Super Bowl and won 130 games over his career, but things had soured the past couple of seasons and he was dismissed after going 4-12. He takes over a team that went 2-14, matching the worst finish in Chiefs history. That means the Chiefs pick first in the NFL draft for the first time. Well, calling himself the right man for the job, Doug Marrone took over as the Buffalo Bills' new coach, charged with restoring the one-time luster to the tarnished franchise. Marrone was hired less than a week after Buffalo fired Chan Gailey following three losing seasons that extended the Bills' playoff drought to 13 straight years. Marrone spent the last four seasons turning around a dismal program at Syracuse. He went 25-25, including a pair of wins in the Pinstripe Bowl. Marrone becomes the Bills' fifth coach in 12 years. Colts offensive coordinator Bruce Arians remained in a Baltimore hospital Monday after missing the team's playoff loss to the Ravens the day before. Colts owner Jim Irsay wrote on Twitter that Arians was feeling better and that the team hoped he could return home later. Arians has been run through a battery of tests, which all have come back negative. The 60-year-old was admitted to a Baltimore hospital Sunday morning with an undisclosed illness, leaving quarterbacks coach Clyde Christensen to call the plays in a 24-9 season-ending loss to the Ravens. Well, the Washington Redskins are still waiting to learn the medical status of quarterback Robert Griffin III, who re-injured his right knee in Sunday's playoff loss to Seattle. Redskins head coach Mike Shanahan said initial test results are prompting the team to send Griffin to Florida today to see renowned orthopedist James Andrews for more examinations, essentially a second opinion that will decide the team's fate for next season. Griffin tore the ACL in his right knee while playing for Baylor in 2009, and Shanahan said that old injury caused Griffin's latest MRI to prove inconclusive and produce differences of opinion in those who have looked at it. If Griffin has torn the ACL again, he would likely require a rehabilitation period of 9 to 12 months, putting his status for next season in jeopardy. Griffin had to miss a regular season game after spraining the knee in an overtime win against Baltimore. He re-injured that knee twice in Sunday's playoff loss to Seattle. Seahawks coach Pete Carroll said Monday that defensive end Chris Clemens suffered a torn ACL and torn meniscus in his left knee, and that he'll be lost for the rest of the playoffs. Clemens was injured in the third quarter of Sunday's 24-14 win over Washington, the Seahawks' first postseason road win since December 31st of 1983. Clemens was hurt when it appeared his cleat got stuck in the turf at FedEx Field. Well, the National Hockey League appears headed toward a 48-game season for the second time in two decades. NHL Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly wrote in an email Monday to the Associated Press that, quote, "I think 48 is the most likely at this point, unless the players can expedite their ratification process." The NHL shortened its 82-game slate to 48 games during the 1994-95 season after a 103-day lockout. A 301-day lockout in 04-05 made the NHL the first major North American professional sports league to lose an entire season. When the framework of a new collective bargaining agreement was agreed to Sunday morning after 16 hours of negotiations, there was some talk of having a 50-game season start later this month. The NHL and the Players Association are working on a memorandum of understanding, which could be completed soon and then voted on by team owners and players. The league has circulated a memo to teams telling them to be ready to play by January 19th, the date the shortened season is expected to start. In baseball, the Texas Rangers have completed a $10 million one-year deal for six-time All-Star Lance Berkman to be their designated hitter. That contract includes a vesting option for 2014 and was finalized yesterday after Berkman passed a physical. Berkman is a career 296 hitter with 360 homers and 1,200 RBIs in over 1,800 games, but he played just 32 games last year, recovering from two surgeries on his right knee. And in golf news, Dustin Johnson, Nick Watney, and Mark Wilson got off to a good start yesterday in the Tournament of Champions, and then again, just starting was good. 3 days behind schedule because of high winds, the PGA Tour finally got its 2013 season started on the day its first tournament was supposed to finish. Watney rolled in a long eagle putt and joined Johnson and Wilson in a tie for the lead with a 4-under 69, and that matches the highest score to lead after round one in 15 years at Kapalua. The opening round was scrapped on Friday and Sunday because of gusts of wind topping 40 miles per hour, and no one could play on Saturday. The players had about 30 minutes for lunch before going back out for 18 more holes. That tourney is scheduled to conclude with 18 holes today. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.